today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
I want you to let me know something when you bring a report back. See the kind of land, what it's like. What kind of people are in the land? You're not supposed to go and do what they do. You're just supposed to see and bring back a report. You're not supposed to meet and mingle with them, get all up in their business, start acting like them. That's not what you're supposed to do. You have not been chosen to go out and mingle with these people. You're supposed to have a notepad, and you're supposed to be taking notes about what you see. Look at the Word.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Dedication and Discipline. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 through 13.
Send some men to explore, underline that, the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the Israelites from each ancestral tribe. Send one of its leaders. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. These are their names: from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Simeon, from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, from the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Benjamin, from the tribe of Zebulun, from the tribe of Manasseh, a tribe of Joseph, from the tribe of Dan, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the tribe of Gad. Verse 16, these are the names of the men of Moses sent to explore the land. Look at verse 17. When Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go up from the Negev and on into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees or are they not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruits of the land. And it was the season for the first ripe grapes. Can somebody say amen? Amen. It was the season for exploration. I'm dealing with a Father's Day message. The theme for the day is the watchmen. I'm talking to the watchmen, the ones who have dedication and discipline or need to have it, to young men who may not have had structure in their lives. Sometimes take structure and discipline as an insult to who they are. You need to be in this message, in this room today, or some kind of way connecting with this word. I'm doing a series called Order My Steps. Today's message in our late service is entitled The Explorer Spirit. God's going to pull on the explorer spirit. Passivity can't last if we're going to stand in this message, because I'm coming after it. God is raising up 12, or the G12 in our church, which represents tribes. And he wants the man to become the explorer. We're not sending our ladies out to investigate. We're going to do it. Let me say it on this side. I can't get no help. We're not telling our ladies to go to the front door and bring back a report. God is raising up the explorer. We're not neglecting the gifts that God has given our ladies. But there's something that needs to rise up, and I'm going to pull on it. Tell me to pull it. Say, pull it. I'm going to pull on it. Come on, tell me like you mean it. Pull it. Pull it. I'm going to pull on it. Something's coming out of this one. Because when the explorer spirit starts coming out of you, things will change. God is going to make you investigators. Men full of courage. This Father's Day is going to shift you. Our sons need to see it. Our daughters must have it. Fathers that really care and willing to have courage and explore new territories. Make sure it's safe before we send them there. And God will be glorified. Reverend Josie, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord. Are you living in Texas?
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Great friend of my wife. Well, good. It's good to see you and have you in the house of the Lord. Father, I give you praise for the order of our steps in your word, and I thank you for the honor that your people show me. Thank you so much for men who are not afraid to show honor. Father, I pray that now as I teach and share, that you would infuse us from here to the Negev. Infuse us with the spirit, Father, of exploration and discovery. How can we live on the space coast and not have a desire to see new worlds, to see your people come into their inheritance? So I speak to the leadership that's here, that young boys would move away from just being strong to being wise, to not just try to fight, but to get educated and bring back a report and even evidence of the first fruits of the land. And we will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good. Clap your hands and give him glory. Before I teach, I want Jeff to come and share with you. I preached a message a few weeks ago. And in this message, it was called Release the Raven. There are people under the sound of my voice that sold into that moment. And there are people who saw something. Jeff saw something. Come on up. And he works with security here, and he explained it to me today, and I feel led for him to share with you something that I think is going to impact your life. Clap your hands for Jeff.
So doing security, from time to time we walk around the building, make sure nothing's out of the ordinary. And I was coming around this side of the building. There was about 20 ravens sitting on a line right outside the church, like right by the front door. And there was one raven right in the middle. It was just squawking and squawking. I stood there, and I thought it was really odd, strange. So I started to walk in, and Minister Terrence was out there. I said, I think Satan's trying to get in. I come inside, and I see the screen, and the bishop's talking about the raven. And I feel this way now. I feel like the hairs on the back of my neck standing up, you know, just really full of, well, I guess it would be the spirit. So much so that I went in my car and I wept right after that. It was such a strong emotion. So later on that day, well, actually it was towards night, I've been feeling a little a little bit down because my tithes haven't been a lot because I'm still waiting to get paid by the government. They're like 18 months late. And so this is weighing on my mind. I had a dream that very same night that I'm sitting in a classroom. And you know, in dreams, you're not exactly sure exactly where you're at, but it was like a classroom. And they started collecting money, and I'm like, what's going on here, right? I started to worry in my dream. The person in front of me turned around and handed me a $100 bill. It was the bishop. And it was, I think it was his way of telling me, or the Lord's way of telling me, don't worry about it. When you have the money, you know, go ahead and, you know, and give it. So that's what happened to me.
Good, Jeff. Come on, clap your hand. God speaking to him. While he's waiting on his inheritance, don't worry. When you get it, then you're going to give it. The key is to get rid of the raven. There's no way that man can orchestrate that. While I'm preaching on a message called Release the Raven, many of them land on the line. The middle one is hawking. It's a sign. Some of y'all are embracing ravens. When you're supposed to release it, you ain't supposed to be playing with no raven. Listen, man, this is the season. I'm going to tell you something. If you get rid of that, you're going to get more money. The resources are coming. But you must release the raven and greet the dove. Can the church say amen? Amen. Now, let's dive back into this because I feel led or felt led for Jeff to say that he's never stood before this church. Amen. But for a man to weep in his car when he see a tie between what he saw with the raven and the word of the Lord here, some of us, God is always talking to us, but we don't really see it. He's always speaking to us. He's speaking to young men right now. This is a season in your life where you should listen to some instruction. That black crow that's been hawking in your life, he's not your friend. Illegal substance is not your friend. Hanging out with the wrong crowd is not your friend. Going with God is. Though Satan is busy, watch this, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Numbers chapter 13 is powerful because this is where Moses sends out 12 spies into the land of Canaan. He's very clear. I want you to take one leader out of each tribe, and there's 12 of them. I called out the tribe. I didn't call out the name because I would have to preach this for the next 6 weeks. Because each name means something. Just do it on your own. Go back and look at the names of the men who were chosen. Let me give you a backdrop. I don't want to preach it and mess up the message. But 10 of them came back with a bad report, though they were leaders. They didn't say or speak what they should have spoke. They spoke with fear. Only 2 out of the 12 really had courage. That's not a good percentile. 2 out of 12. Only 2 out of 12, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a good report. Some of the men were overwhelmed with what they saw. When they saw the giants in the land, they saw men that were a lot larger than they were. Moses said, I want you to bring me back a report on several things. I want you to move out, explore Canaan, go up and through the Negev into the hill country. So you're going to have to dig in. It's not going to be a plain, evil platform. You're going to have to climb up hills and go down into valleys and climb up hills and go down into valleys. And I want you to walk it. You're not going to fly it. You're not going to parachute in it. I need you to walk it. Some of us think God wants to fly us into our destiny. Fly us into manhood and womanhood. No, you got to walk this out. You got to walk up some hills and go into some valleys. Even when you're doing the right thing, God is trying to build discipline and dedication, devotion. As you go up and into the land, even to the Negev, I want you to let me know something when you bring a report back. See the kind of land, what it's like. What kind of people are in the land? You're not supposed to go and do what they do. You're just supposed to see and bring back a report. You're not supposed to mingle with them, get all up in their business, start acting like them. That's not what you're supposed to do. You have not been chosen to go out and mingle with these people. You're supposed to have a notepad, and you're supposed to be taking notes about what you see. Look at the word. You need to tell me what kind of people are they. Are they sentimental? Do they have a mindset? Are they idol worshipers? Are they business people? Do they have marketplaces? Are the cities that they live in fortified? Do they have walls or gabots? Are they surrounded by water? Is there any ponds near their cities? What kind of land is it? Is it fertile? Or is it empty? What type of soil are we going to inherit it? Are they unwalled or fortified? I like that. Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees on the land or not? One of the purposes of trees is not just to cast shade. But the roots of a tree helps when there's a flood for the land not to wash away. One of the things I noticed when I went to Haiti is the French, when they came into Haiti, they looked at the natural resources of Haiti, which is what? Cocoa. Jesus help me. Oh my God. 500 miles away from us and we don't know. The natural resource of Haiti is cocoa. It is called the pearl of the Caribbean. Not now, though. Because one of the things the French did, oh, I can speak French. One of the things the French did when they went to Haiti is strip the entire land of its natural resource. And they took it to France. They stripped it. They took all of the natural resources, but nobody cares, right? Nobody cares about Haiti. God cares about Haiti. Yes. And if he sent you to spout the land, you can't belly dance with the Haitian and get caught up with their religion and get caught up with what they do. You got to look, what did God send you there for? And you got to isolate your eye and bring him back a report. When I went into the land, I did some research because I don't like to go into a country or city that I don't know what happened before I got there. Oh, my God. And I would encourage some of you, before you engage in systems, please look at what kind of demons are in the area. Before you get married, you better find out what kind of demon was assigned to that name you're marrying. Because there are demons assigned to family trees. Glory to God. When I went there, man, they stripped the land. And every time it rains, there are mudslides in Haiti. All of that rich soil starts sliding down mountains because the trees are the things that keep the soil in place. Some of us don't understand why God gives you foliage. Because if you don't have foliage, if you're stripped of your dignity, stripped of your vision, stripped of the promise, as soon as a rainstorm comes in your life, all of your nutrients will wash into the valley. And it's happening for young people. You're falling in love with the first thing you see, and God wants us to make sure trees are growing in the land. Shade is in the land. Don't just cut it down because you can make money from the timber and forget that God is trying to preserve your future. So how is the soil? Is it fertile or is it poor? Are there trees there or not? He said, do your best to bring back the fruit of the land. I want evidence. I need juice from it. That means you're going to have to tote it back. You're going to have to resist your own temptation to eat it. I'm going to send you into a land and you're going to have to walk back with grapes on your shoulder when you're going to be hungry. And you can't eat them. You got to bring them back to the leader that sent you. This is the season for ripened grapes. So get down there. Grapes also represent wine. In other words, there's a future glory that God has for us and a future vicarious experience that he wants us to experience. And we will get vicariously intoxicated from it, but it has to go through a process. Some of us want to eat everything that we have, and we don't understand that God wants to preserve some things for the process or for the vicarious wine that he's trying to get to us. Joy is not for every moment. You want joy that comes to you in the future. So don't eat it up today. So I believe men are pathfinders. On this Father's Day, I speak to the pathfinder in you. The idea that men are explorers has escaped some of us because we've relaxed too many years. We've been relaxed, coasting for too many years. We don't want to study. We don't want to read. We just want to thump, have sex. Ladies are letting it happen. He don't even have to buy nothing. Don't have to do nothing. Don't have to have a, you don't have to have a house. Don't have to have a village. None of that. Oh my God. Y'all get mad at me, but see, I have to pay for love. That's why I got an attitude. I got to pay for it. Ain't nobody loving me if I don't do nothing. I got to preach every week, teach. I got to move, got to do stuff. Oh, I love him. Let me hang out. Won't pay bills. Grow my hair long. Act like I don't have any sense and just show up. How in the world do you give your love to somebody that don't have to do nothing but talk? When you charge me everything. I'm a good daddy, right? I don't feel like it. Listen to what I'm saying in context. How in the world does anybody get your love when they don't have to do nothing? All they got to do is talk. Man, I'm preaching, man. Oh my God. I ain't mad at y'all. I'm just mad at the system. You a pathfinder. That means there's some things that come to you when you do what you're supposed to do. You're waiting on God to send it to you. No, you got to go. You got to take this assignment serious. You're not supposed to sit around and just look in the mirror. You're not trying to get likes. You're not supposed to be sending pictures through Instagram. Oh my God. You ever thought about yourself as an explorer? When my mother passed away, I preached in Titusville at her funeral. And I said, man, this is a gate. Brevard County is a gate. They selected Cape Canaveral, Kennedy Space Center, as a place to send off rockets. I'm not really sure why it happened that way, but you see it also in Houston, Texas. These places are near waterways. We got hurricanes coming through here. Why would they choose that? But very seldom does a hurricane hit Cape Canaveral. Why, man? They didn't have the technology that we have today. Why are we playing games? It's a gate. You're in a gate, a place where you can look into the heavens, a gate. Why can't we dream? If we're in a place where the heavens are open. Everything that you do digitally is tied because they sent up satellites right there in Cape Canaveral that ties into systems that we have on our watches, have on our wrists, and in our hands. Navigations. The things that you're able to do, the things that you're comfortable with, the technology. Most of it is ran by men who are explorers. Everybody's benefiting from it, but you got to understand, somebody was dreaming. Somebody went on a course, was sent out, and they made a decision that they're not going to be entangled until they get the job done. And I believe it's in this room. I believe there are young explorers that should be looking while laying on your back, looking into the heavens, dreaming about something that God wants to do in your life.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Dedication and Discipline, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025. Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning.
Stay connected with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag up prayers, and event information directly on your phone. Don't miss out on what's happening at Truth Revealed. Get ready to celebrate Bishop's birthday on July 10th. Show Bishop some love online at truthreveal.org, the Truth Reveal app, or Cash App at Truth Reveal 2. Make check payable to Truth Revealed with Bishop's birthday on the memo line. Men, join Bishop at his birthday breakfast on Saturday, July 12th at 9 a.m. at the Life Center Academy in Titusville. Cost is $15. Use the Truth Reveal app to reserve your seat by June 29th.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio. Thank you.